Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 60. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Only tell us what you would prefer, a tape or a CD. They're free, including the postage and the handling.
I've been reading through the Bible here, but the Lord has sidetracked me for a while. It's desirous of the Spirit of the Lord for me to have the literature that I've written read over radio. There's so many people that can't read, or people that are blind, or people that haven't enough time to read. They drive on the highways, commuting back and forth to work. I know out in Los Angeles, so many of them commute for 3-4 hours a day, sometimes 6 hours a day, and this is a perfect opportunity for them to listen to these tapes. A lot of people become weary at reading, and they'd rather listen than read. And so this is why the Lord is having me have my literature read. Now, I used to be able to read very fast. As a matter of fact, I was capable of being a newscaster, a radio announcer, but my eyes have gotten very bad. I have had junior glaucoma. I got it when I was 15 years old, and now I'm termed legally blind. Even though I can see to get around, I just have a hard time reading quickly. And so the government has a certain standard of what they call legally blind, where you're able to, if you wanted to, you could collect a blind pension. I don't collect blind pension, but I could if I wanted to, because I'm legally blind. So I have people on my staff read the literature the Lord has given me. I have a reading machine where I can read the literature much faster. It blows the words up about 100 times. But before we get into mass suicide, let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we pray that you anoint this message outwardly, anoint it. Lord, set the church on higher ground, those that are born again of the Spirit, those that are actually getting weaker because they haven't learned the fullness of your word. They haven't matured, and I pray, Lord, that you'll mature them, strengthen them, raise them on higher ground, and that you'll open up the spiritual eyes of both the church and the unsaved out in the world to where they'll be able to receive this advanced, deeper knowledge of the Word of God, which is you, Father. Lord, we ask that millions of souls, even billions, will be saved through these messages, and we know that you have used this in a great and mighty way that way. This is your service, Lord, not mine. Take over, take my tongue over. Use it, anoint it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that you bind Satan on the face of this earth. Bind him. We bind you, Satan, on earth. And Father, we ask that you bind him in heaven. Those that are sick and afflicted, Lord, that are in the body of Christ, heal them, Lord. You already healed them. Let them receive the healing that you provided for them many years ago, around 2,000 years ago. And Lord, those that have demons, cast the demons out. By hearing the word, receiving the word, they will receive salvation, the Holy Spirit, and thus the evil one will be cast out of them. Lord, destroy the horrible learning that people have been taught. Destroy it, bring it to an end. And this happens by your word being preached. Lord, we ask that you come down and stop the wars. Show the people of this world that it's not Mother Nature that's sending these plagues. Show the world, Father God, that these are not natural disasters that are happening on earth today, that these are supernatural disasters coming from your throne. You promised that you would send them. You promised that they would be coming from you. And Lord, the people are so far gone, they're so blind that they can't see it. And they keep sinning and keep offending you with the different things that they say and do. Lord, let their eyes open, their spiritual eyes and their spiritual ears open so that they can see and hear the truth of the things that are going on in this world today. These different plagues that have been hitting the earth recently are nothing in comparison to what is soon to come. Father, we ask that you do all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, now let's begin with Mass Suicide Part 3.
Jesus tells more of how the world will end. He foretold of the one world government and church symbolized by a seven-headed, ten-horned beast in Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. This is symbolic of the seven major false and blasphemous religions of the world, now consolidated into a one-world, false, blasphemous government religion under the resurrected evil Roman Empire. The ten horns of this same beast is that very resurrected Roman Empire, now combined into a one-world government, which is described also in the book of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 2, verses 41 through 42, these are the feet and the ten toes symbolic of that government divided into ten divisions made of potter's clay and iron, symbolizing earthly power. God's kingdom is supernatural and has all power. It shall never be destroyed, but shall stand forever, breaking every worldly kingdom into pieces. The second beast ascends from the earth, symbolized by a lamb-like beast with two horns. The two horns symbolize church and state. He speaks like a dragon. This beast symbolizes the devil incarnate, and because of him being Satan, he is stronger, the ultimate of evil. With his satanic cunning, he masterfully consolidates the seven blasphemous religions, all other minor cults, and ten horns into a one-world church state, a bright and shining new world order, giving him enough clout and hype to collect the other nations of the world. When his followers multiply enough, he, the devil incarnate, will say he is God. At this moment, he calls himself God's vicar, or sometimes he says he's Jesus. To accumulate followers, he's using sanctions, imprisonment, death, and every other ruthless method ever known. This, on a global scale, was unheard of throughout the entire history of the world until now. Fortunately, this evil monarchy and the devil its leader, who knows that his time is short, won't be around much longer. God has other plans, for Jesus will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Again, Satan and his agents know that God is wrapping it up quickly down here. That's why Satan and his followers are operating so quickly, so ruthlessly, and so much in the open. No time to be cool and cunning anymore. When God's judgmental plagues start killing millions of satanic one-world government workers and worshipers, Satan's followers, those who have not the seal of God, and when God's earthquakes, hail, meteorites, and many other plagues are tearing the world to pieces, the second beast, Satan in the flesh, will tell everyone on earth that he, God, will stop all the plagues if the world will worship him and unite with his one-world government church state. Those who won't will be killed, because the devil will say they don't want the plagues to stop. Just ask the pontiff, John Paul II, if all this isn't true.
Of course, John Paul II, after being paraded around the streets with his head looking at his shoes, and also demanding to not be taken to a hospice, he's gone now. He's gone. Okay, so we have another one that's just as wicked. Even more wicked possible. They're birds of a feather, the same thing. Then what?
I know he believes these facts to be true because he has already admitted his knowledge of God's soon forthcoming plagues in the Malachi Martin book entitled The Keys of This Blood on pages 656 and 657.
Yeah, we're not recommending this book because it's just one of the Catholics exalting the Pope, and he's not to be exalted. The Pope knows better than that. He's met the real Jesus. He's met the real God. What a surprise for somebody that's lived in such pomp and such delusion. Okay, go ahead.
John Paul II says his is an unpleasant message and, for the moment, a thankless job. The Pope continues saying that he has to warn his contemporaries of his conviction that human catastrophe on a worldwide scale, according to his information, is impending. He has to admit that he, like everybody else, is in the dark as to when it will occur, although he does know some of the horrific details of that worldwide catastrophe. John Paul II talks out of both corners of his mouth. One minute he's blasphemously instructing the world that they are not to believe the Bible literally, and the next minute he states that the prophecies of God's judgmental wrath are literally about to take place. The One World Church state uses the literalness of the Bible only when it serves the devil's purpose. Again, this is important to remember. They will lie to you by saying if everyone worships the incarnate devil and his coalition, God will stop his judgmental wrath. There is nothing that could be farther from the truth.
Do you see any of that wrath being issued out less than before? Everyone's saying this catastrophe, there's never been one hit the United States worse than this. There's never been one that has hit Indonesia worse than this. There's never been one that has hit Italy just recently worse than this. All over the globe, catastrophes are happening worse. In Turkey, Pakistan, amen? Mm-hmm. Well, they said that's the worst earthquake they've ever known. And that's nothing in comparison to what's coming. So you've got a lot to see yet and a lot to experience. You may very well be next if you don't repent. Go ahead now.
The Bible is clear as to what will happen to you or anyone else who would worship the devil, join his cult church state, or take his mark. The result is an eternity in hell with Satan and his entire monarchy. The people of today who will be spared will believe the Apostle John and Daniel's message and will yield to God's commands. They shall receive God's mercy. Those that do not believe the message of the forthcoming plagues that are soon to utterly destroy this world and yield not to God's commands are as suicidal as the world's inhabitants in the days of Noah, who did not believe Noah's message of the flood and did not yield to God's commands, thus the mass suicide of the world. Jesus told John, "These sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done." Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." At this very time, the cup of the wine of the fierceness of God's wrath is spilling over and will soon be boiling over. The warning signals of his impending final judgments are being noticed everywhere throughout the thinking world. Salvation for a short time is still available, but remember, time is running out. King David said of God, "But there is forgiveness with thee, God, to repentant sinners, that thou mayest be feared. And let Israel, those who repent and serve God, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he, God, shall redeem Israel, all believers that serve him in holiness, from all his iniquities." It is the ultimate desire of the Heavenly Father and his Son, Christ Jesus, that the entire world repent of all sin, immediately refraining from any further offense and defiance against God's government of just law and order. Non-adherence to God's law and order is sin. God's wish is that the world accept his mercy and forgiveness for all previous sins committed by them, that he may show his plenteous mercy through their faith in the redemptive, soul-cleansing blood shed on the cross at Calvary for them by the Lamb of God. God will forgive every sin of every truly sincere person, no matter how large the sin, how many sins there are, or who you are. If you will simply, from this day forward, refrain from both sinning against your own soul and from angering God further by breaking his commandments, you will be spared. The breaking of God's commandments is sin. The wages of sin is eternal hell. Soon God's offer of mercy through Christ Jesus will be closed. If you're going to be born of God to Christ, you mustn't wait any longer. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Think for a second. What is there in this doomed world that is worth your burning in hell for an eternity? What is there in this finished world that is worth more than keeping God's commandments and spending an eternity in heaven's paradise with him, where there is everlasting joy, peace, and happiness, and a complete escape from hell? The world's career is over, as well as the careers of everyone in the world.
Right, the world has no future. People should never even plan a future for themselves now. And when you get into the church, the body of Christ, you should not plan a future for yourself. You should just let the Lord lead, guide, and direct you as to what he wants you to do. I never desired any particular office in the body of Christ when I got saved. I was so happy to know that the Lord was there and that I was saved, and that was good enough for me. I actually didn't want any responsibility except just to witness to people and tell them about the Lord. I never, ever thought I'd be anything as a church leader or a leader of salvation here in this world, which most people call religion. It is not religion, it's salvation. Salvation is of the Lord, but religion is of the devil. Okay, and just keep going.
Everything you might desire in this world will soon be gone forever. It's just a waste of time and effort to work for anyone other than the Lord Jesus Christ or for a goal other than heaven. So if you wish to make heaven your goal, then begin now without any further delay and say this prayer to Him.
If you'd like to escape the wrath which is to come, you really are sincere, you want to get saved, and you want to be a new creature, and you say, well, I just don't want to give up what I've got now. Well, the Lord told a very rich man, you know, that if he wants to be saved, give his money, the things that he has, away and go and worship him. Give it to the poor and come and follow him. Following the Lord is the same as worshiping him. If you want to worship the Lord, it isn't just raising your hands and saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen. That's part of it. But to worship the Lord is to follow him. That's what worshiping the Antichrist government is. It's just to do everything they say. That's like worshiping Satan. Like it's all right to abort children. And it's all right to lie. This is the Supreme Court. I want to remind you that it said it's okay to lie. This was that Hustler magazine case where it was all right for Larry Flint to say that Jerry Falwell had sex with Jerry Falwell's grandmother in an outhouse. And that's all right because he admitted it was lying, but it was something to sell his magazines. And they also say all kinds of things about the people that are of the Lord. But it's all right, according to the Supreme Court. So right there, they've given everybody a license to lie about us and to character assassinate us. And the reason that they do that is because they don't want you to believe our message. And if they can make a joke out of you, well, that's just exactly what they want to do. Okay, so you want to be saved. If you're in a car, pull over to the side of the road if you can. Or if you're in your room, your home, wherever. Or in a jail cell or a prison cell. Or a reform school, or in the Navy, the Marines, whatever. Just ask the Lord to come into your heart. Here's the prayer. Now just repeat it after me. My Lord and my God, say it. Have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. Say it. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Say it. And I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood. Say it. For the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. Say it. And I believe that God raised him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. Say it. I open up the door of my heart, Lord Jesus. Say it. And I invite you into my heart. Say it. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. Say it. On the cross at Calvary. Say it. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. Say it. I know because your word, which is God, your word, which is you, says so. Your word is true. Your promises are true. Say it. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me. Say it. And therefore, I know that I'm saved. Say it. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, from the bottom of my heart for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord. Raise your hands up now and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now you're going to want to seek for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You've been saved. Inwardly, you have the Spirit. And now to be in the ministry, to be able to witness to people, or to have the Lord anoint you when you're witnessing to people, or whenever you're reading the Bible, to anoint it and make it alive in you and through you to others, and make it alive in them. Just thank and praise the Lord whenever you are alone or wherever the Lord pours the Spirit on you. Just start thanking and praising the Lord and keep it up, because the Lord wants you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit millions of times more than you want to receive it. And your tongue will seem like it's getting a little bit thick, and you'll start stuttering, stammering, and then the Spirit will come down upon you and you'll speak in another language or in the language of angels. And when that happens, you'll feel a huge surge of the Holy Spirit coming into you, and you'll have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But people don't realize that every day We have to get a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, and that is because we never know where the Lord is going to lead us. And if we're anointed with the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to pick up from Him what He wants us to do, what He wants us to say, where He wants us to go, if He wants us to stay, if He wants us to write something, or whatever. He said that when He went away, when He ascended into the kingdom of God in front of over 500 witnesses in a cloud, He stated that He would send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to us, and that He would teach us all the things we need to know on a daily basis. Of course, He wants us to thoroughly learn the Word of God so that we know that the Spirit that's speaking to us is the Lord. The Lord does never contradict His Word. In other words, He doesn't say, "Thou shalt not kill," and then tell a woman to kill her children. This is the spirit of Satan that tells anyone to do something like that. God would never command us not to kill and then say, "Kill now, kill your own children." Anyone that receives the spirit of Satan is receiving the spirit of insanity. I see them cutting the brains open of people that do such things as that, or that go on a wild spree and start shooting people in schools or in the neighborhoods, and then they kill themselves. I see them taking a buzzsaw and sawing the person's scalp open and taking the brain out, and they're going to take it to some absent-minded professor to look at that brain through a magnifying glass. But it isn't the brain. It's a spiritual thing. It's not the brain at all. Satan is the spirit, just like the Lord God Almighty is the spirit. And we're fighting a spiritual warfare. That's why we can't fight satanic things with guns, bullets, and bombs. Tanks, aircraft, all these things. All you're going to do is kill a bunch of innocent people to try to find one person. But the thing that we do is we just preach the gospel to them. And so they're killing people, and they're not going to find it out. If they would only listen to the word of God, they know that these people are possessions of Satan. He owns them. And because of the fact that they keep looking at worldly things all day long, they look at worldly television, they have worldly thoughts that come into their mind. It's like a big movie screen, and while the Lord is trying to talk to them, they see this screen in front of them that keeps directing their mind to some distraction, maybe some pornographic scene that they've seen on television, and they'll be looking at that instead of listening to what the word of the Lord says. Or else the devil will put on the screen in front of them a horrible motion picture that they've seen with the utter violence in it. Or they'll think of some sort of trashy thing that Satan keeps bringing to their mind. So that's why the Bible states that we have to be careful about what we see and what we hear. Because what we see and what we hear, people are watching these murders and people killing on the screen. And so that's all that's in their brain. And so pretty soon, when they've watched sinfulness that much, then sin doesn't seem as bad to them because you get accustomed to it. And that's why we must pump our brains, our hearts and souls full of the Word of God so that the Word of God, the commandments, all the commandments, not just the moral law, which is major, but all the law of walking in the Spirit, because there's no condemnation to those that walk after the Spirit. If we walk after the flesh, there is condemnation. If you pour all sorts of evil into your brain from television and from just the things that are going on in the world, worldly, fleshly things, then you are in the flesh and you're going to act like flesh. But the Lord states that if we want to be spiritual, we have to turn away. We have to turn away from the flesh and take on the Spirit. Well, I see that our time is up now, and so make sure that you tune in tomorrow and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 60.
Go to alamuministries.com, email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com, or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
You've now heard the piece of literature that the Lord has given me entitled Mass Suicide. You can have copies of this literature or tapes if you'd like. So Here's a song that I did. Joe Leahy arranged it for me, and we have our choir behind me. It's All Walk with God, and until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you, and praise the Lord.
Helping hand I'll lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no death, though eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near to Him. I'll lean on Him for.
Generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.